Good evening, everyone. It's shortly after 5 o'clock, and it's time for Sound Companions on UMFM. I'm your host, Joel Treneman. On Sound Companions, we compare music from the 1960s through the 80s, alongside newer records from the 90s until today. We are going to look at some Canadian folk artists today, as we often do on Sound Companions, and the theme of today is called Baritone Bonanza. We're going to play a Stan Rogers record called Turnaround and pair that up with a James Keelahan record, House of Cards. Let's jump right in to a nice vinyl edition of Stan Rogers' Turnaround. Thanks for listening to Sound Companions.
Deep and dark are my true love's eyes, blacker still is the winter's turning. As the sadness of parting proves, and brighter now is the lantern. It lightens my path to love. No fiddle tune can take the air, but I'll see her swift feet dancing, and the swirl of her long brown hair, her smiling face, and her dark eyes glancing. As we stepped out, Blink Bonnie, the long road will ease my pain. No gem of womankind will make me e'er whisper love's words taverns of laughter, and I'll hear not her last sweet sighs. Then who's to know in the morning after that I long for her dear dark eyes. Once again with the tide, she slips her lines, turns her head and comes awake.
where she lay so still there at Privateer's Wharf. Now she quickly gathers way. She will range far south from the harbor mouth and rejoice with every wave. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Feel her bow rise free of mother sea in a sunburst cloud of spray that stings the cheek while the rigging will speak of sea miles gone away. She is always best under full press, hard over as she'll lay. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? That proud, fast queen of the Grand Banks fleet, portrayed on every dime, new hard work in her time, hard work in every line. The rich men's toys are the Gloucester boys with their token bit of cod. They snap their spars and strain to pass her by, but she left them all behind. Now her namesake daughter remains to show what she has been, what every schoolboy remembers and will not come again. To think she's the last of the Grand Banks schooners that fed so many men. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Like a living thing, child of the moving tide. See her pass with grace on the water's face, with clean and quiet pride. Our own tall ship of great renown still lifts unto the sky. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun?
Wish them all good luck. Say
Welcome back to Sound Companions. So we kicked off the Baritone Bonanza with four tracks from two legendary Canadian baritones. Stan Rogers off the top with Dark Eyed Molly, and then Blue Nose. Those are from the A-side of his 1978 record, Turnaround. That's Stan Rogers' second recording. I chose two records today that are not sort of the most well-known releases by those two artists. Stan Rogers debuted in 1976 with an album called Fogarty's Cove, which really started to gain him some popularity. And his 1981 record, Northwest Passage, was also quite big for him. Unfortunately, before he passed away in 1983, being the victim of a plane crash. James Keelahan, on the other hand, debuted in the 1990s, and his first record was called My Skies. That won a Juno, I believe, for a roots or traditional album, and kind of kicked off his career. This record is called House of Cards that we're playing today. It's a 2009 release, sort of more of a, I guess, a mid-career album for James Keelahan at this point. We heard the first track, Safe Home, and then the title track, House of Cards. Really great lyrics, obviously really good examples of tremendous baritone vocal range and intonation. And they're both known for their good Canadian storytelling as well. I'll play another song. This is the first song of the B-side on Turnaround. It's called So Blue.
I saw her cold in the morning light as we roared through the rain, swaying softly to the ever-pounding steel. Drunk upon a night of train, the club car's gonna take her again, and I'm glad to just be on my own. The ocean's gonna take me home. So alone and so blue. Somewhere back behind the darkness lies the city on the sea. Gone already with a sleep stuck in between. I left so much behind to grow. So much too soon, but even so, she sways along the aisle again. Crazy woman dancing on a train, so hungry, so alone. Train is dancing for free.
But everybody here just watches trees go by. She knows a bit of what this train can feel. Swaying spirit of the moving steel. She reminds me what I'm going to. And even with the thought of you, I'm still so hungry, so alone, and so blue. So hungry, so alone, and so.
I work down at McConville's. It's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there. We have lagers, ales, and porters, but the thing that brings them in is the whiskey that McConville brews. That's where this all begins. In all the years I've worked there, and for 50 years before, not a bottle of the sweet stuff ever walked outside the door. 'Cause McConville laid the rule down, and it was honored till today. You can drink your fill while at the bar, but the bottle has to stay. Six or seven years ago, when young Jimmy first came by, he was looking for a local. We were the third place that he'd try. He looked around, no Ferns, no telly blaring from the bar. And once he tried the whiskey, Jimmy never strayed too far. He'd come in after dinner for an hour, maybe more. He'd play some cards and talk and joke, 'cause that's what a local's for. Before he'd leave most nights, because the bottles had to stay, he'd ask me for a whiskey just to see him on his way. Days ago his maid came in. He said Jimmy took a fall from the roof that he was working on. He had no chance at all. And today after the funeral, after burying young Jim, they came here to his second home. Mourners crowded in. Then I did a thing I never thought I'd do till it was done. I took a bottle from the shelf, I held it up for everyone. Rules are made for breaking. Tonight the whiskey leaves the bar. An auction for the family. Give me 50 pounds to start. At 500 pounds, the bidding stopped. Yeah, you couldn't hear a sound, but for the roar as Jimmy's friend stepped up, laid their pay packs down. And I can't believe I did it. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd hand someone the bottle and then watch it walk away. And as I was headed home tonight, I passed the graveyard by. I'm sure that I heard singing and silhouetted on the sky were Jimmy's friends. They were pouring something on his grave, a little offering for young Jim to help him on his way. I work down at McConville's. That's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there.
Welcome back. It's really interesting that both Stan Rogers and James Keelahan have such a pan-Canadian presence. So Stan Rogers was born in Hamilton, Ontario, but he's mostly thought of as an East Coast singer-songwriter, and so many of his lyrics and songs are about the ocean and the Maritimes. James Keelahan, on the other hand, was born in Alberta, and a lot of his early music does kind of draw on experiences and memories and stories from Western Canada. But James Keelahan has lived in Perth, Ontario for many, many years. So a lot of his output in the 2000s has been much more influenced by Eastern Canada. Anyways, I wanted to share something from the liner notes that we were just listening to the song So Blue by Stan Rogers before the last track, McConville's, by James Keelahan. And one of these good things about being able to play vinyl here in the studio is looking through the record materials. And Stan Rogers noted that he wrote So Blue on board a train called the Ocean Limited near Montreal in the year 1976. And he says, with apologies to Joni Mitchell, who comes up in this song. And in terms of the album itself, Turnaround, he notes that you know, before this, just before this record was released, he got married in September 1977, and he barely wanted to stay in the music industry after what he calls the ludicrous strain of making the Fogarty's Cove record and birthing a fledgling record company in his father's living room. So there's some really good notes and things like this. Another reason to go and pick up some vinyl one of these days. I think that we'd be remiss on this show not to play a couple of the you know, most notable tracks from Stan Rogers and James Keelahan before we move on. I wanted to highlight these releases from kind of the deep cuts of the catalog, so to speak. But we don't want to pass this show by without hearing the Northwest Passage.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
night a moonlit shadow cut with barren trees. Corey's on the other side. Fine gray mare beneath me and mud up to my knees. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Corey's on the other side. Well, Thomas Scotty took the lead. We rode to Portage Town. Corey's on the other side. Métis riders on our tail, it soon they rode us down. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Corey's on the other side. Well, the clouds above the stockade wall were heavy with the snow. Corey's on the other side. The muffled drums beat out the time and Thomas was laid low. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river's rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Corey's on the other side. She's on the other side. Red river rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Corey's on the other side. Now Corey at the prison door, her eyes were cold and blue. Corey's on the other side. Wore a rose in her hair just like the Spanish ladies do. Corey's on the other side. Red river rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Red river rising, the red river's rising. Corey's on the other side. Corey's on the other side. She's on the other side.
Did you know that Winnipeg is home to a brand new pair of world-class recording studios? That's right. No Fun Club has been designed to provide an uncompromising space for sonic creativity. From the purpose-built acoustic environments, to the extensive vintage gear collection, to the analog and digital workflow options, to the kitchens, No Fun Club has been thoughtfully curated to accommodate and inspire musicians and engineers alike. So whatever your vibe, we've got you covered. Visit nofunclub.com to learn more about our safer space policy, accessibility, gear list, and more.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Welcome back to Sound Companions. That was Red River Rising by James Keelahan. Before that, Northwest Passage by Stan Rogers. To giant Canadian songs about the oh-so-Canadian subject of water. I just want to make one correction as I was reading more here about Stan Rogers. I did say before that he died in a plane crash, but I just want to clarify, as I have learned, that the plane he was on did not actually crash. There was a fire, and the plane was able to land, but the passengers were not able to exit the plane prior to the fire consuming the plane. And it did lead to an international review of a lot of safety standards and some improvements to evacuation and safety on planes that are hopefully still in place today. So that's a pretty big aside. Let's continue on with the theme today, the baritone bonanza, as it were, one of the most famous Canadian baritones is this gentleman who you might recognize.
I stepped into an avalanche that covered up my soul. When I am not this hunchback, you see, I sleep beneath a golden hill. You who wish to conquer pain, you must learn what makes me well. By accident, as you go down for your gold, the cripple here that you clothe and feed is neither starved nor cold. He does not ask for your company, not at the center of the world. Pedestal, you did not raise me there. Your laws do not compel me to kneel grotesque and bare. I myself am this pedestal for this ugly home in which you stare and stare. Conquer pain, you must learn what makes me kind. The crumbs of love you offer me, they're the crumbs I've left behind. Your pain is no credential here, it's just the shadow of my wound. Begun to long for you, now who have no need. I have begun to wait for you, now who have no greed. You say you've gone away from me, but I can feel you when you breathe. Thank you. dress in those rags for me. I know you are not poor. Don't love me quite so fiercely now, when you know that you are not sure. This is your world, beloved. It is your flesh that I wear. This is your world, beloved. It is your flesh that I wear.
Myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start find a way.
Johnny Cash with his version of Hurt, originally recorded by Nine Inch Nails on the Downward Spiral album, 1994. If memory serves me correctly, Johnny Cash recorded that on one of his covers albums, in this case the release was in 2002. It's called American Four, The Man Comes Around. Before that, another legendary baritone, Leonard Cohen, with a live version of Avalanche. That was a recording. That version was from 2008 in Stockholm. The release is called Songs from the Road, which I currently have out of the library. It's a double CD DVD combo, and the 2008 Leonard Cohen tour was pretty fantastic. He was still in his element in terms of, you know, his voice being as good as his voice ever was, for the most part. And on that track, Avalanche, he was playing lead guitar, which became a rarity in the last years of his life, unfortunately. Let's carry on with a couple of more baritones today. Let's hear from Eddie Vedder from a soundtrack, and I would say maybe some Nick Cave, some David Bowie. There's so many to choose from here. We'll see how many we can get to. Frank Sinatra, of course, in the famous baritone category, and then a couple of other artists that we may or may not get to play today. Damon Albarn, the lead vocalist of Blur and Gorillaz. John Mellencamp. Well, let's see what we can do on Sound Companions.
Mystery to me, we have agreed, with which we have agreed, and you think you have to want more than you need, until you have it all, you won't be free, society, you're crazy breed. You're not lonely without me. When you want more than you have, you think you need. And when you think more than you want, your thoughts begin to bleed. I think I need to find a bigger place. 'Cause when you have more than you think, need more space. Society, you're crazy breed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Society, crazy indeed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Less is more, but if less is more, how you keep in score? It means for every point
to make your level drops. Kinda like you're starting from the top, and you can't do that. Society, you're a crazy breed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Society, crazy indeed. I hope you're not lonely without me. Society, have mercy on me. I hope you're not angry if I disagree. Society, crazy indeed. I hope you're not lonely without me.
Thanks for listening to Sound Companions today. I'm going to sign off with a bridge song for Steven. Stay tuned for Ripped Hat Blues. Those were a couple of... do this over the music here as the David Bowie ramps up. Stay tuned. Next week we'll have some female voices, but we'll let the baritone carry it out today. Thanks for listening.
1-2-5 So sick and dirty, more dead than alive. I'm waiting for the man. Yeah. Hey, white boy, what you doing in town? Hey, white boy, you're chasing all the women around. Oh, pardon me, sir, it's the last thing on my mind. I'm just looking for a very good friend of mine. I'm waiting for the man. Building and three flights of stairs. Nobody stops you, 'cause nobody cares. He's got the works and it gives you sweet taste, but then you gotta split because you've got no time to waste. I'm waiting for the man.
For Daddy needs his medicine. I'm sick, baby. I'm sick. Come on, baby. Daddy needs his feel good juice. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the stuff. That's what Daddy needs. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, what it is we're all community.